The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we have a new guest on our show. Very excited to see her again. We've known each other for a little while. Kim Klein is here. She's a managing partner with Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas. Now, I'm really interested in this topic. So tell me all about Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas.
Oh, I would love to.
Who are you? Where are you? All the good stuff.
Okay, awesome. So we are an independent senior community. Mm-hmm. We're located over on the west side in the Myrtle Grove area between 57th and the Lillian Highway area over there. We have been there for quite a long time. I have owned Tranquil Villas since 2008, and I recently purchased Myrtle Grove Villas right next door. And so we have 95 total senior apartments, 55 and up. Mm-hmm. We are not assisted living.
Okay.
We are independent living.
And I like the sound of that, actually.
Differences. We are seasoned citizens, not senior citizens.
Oh, thank you so much. Because as I'm moving into that arena, I don't like that other word.
That's right.
I like seasoned because I am well seasoned, no doubt. That's great. But I also like the concept that this is independent living.
Right.
So that separates you from the places that offer food, medical services, more independent.
Absolutely.
Talk about that a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
And a lot of this just goes down to cost.
Right.
You know, if you think about it, you know, the average Social Security pension, for instance, if we're talking about folks who are collecting Social Security, the average pension is in the United States is just over $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we know if you've looked at rentals and you've looked at the prices that are out there, even for just, you know, non-specialized apartment communities, it's the average rent is for a two-bedroom is well over $1,500.
Oh, two bedrooms are now going for two and three, for
right.
sure. I've actually looked that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. So what we're trying to do is the average independent living places here, depending on what services, rent anywhere from $2,200 to $4,400
wow.
locally.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just, if it's assisted living, you're talking about $4,000 plus a month. So we've tried to scale it back to the services that our seniors want, not necessarily selling a lot of things that they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what we do offer is a clean, safe, nice community with walking trails and all garden apartments, no
nice.
Stairs.
Nice.
And everybody is over 55,
mm-hmm.
you know, so our community centers, we have two on the property, all led by residents who take different leadership roles. We have social committees, we have bunko, bingo, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
So there's an opportunity to make friends there too.
Well, I have to say, as the senior today is different from the senior of yesterday. So a lot of folks that are coming to the 60s and 70s are driving, they're active, they're doing things. So they're not quite ready for assisted living.
Absolutely.
And so, but you're kind of in that, you don't want to have your house anymore because you want to deal with the maintenance of all that. So, and then condos now with those HOA fees can be priced out. That cannot be affordable.
Absolutely.
So this sounds to me like a wonderful solution.
Right. Even home ownership, when you think about it, now with the cost of taxes and property insurance, even if you have your house paid off, sometimes you may still be spending nearly $1,000 a month, and then you have to pay for all the repairs.
Right.
So the beauty of it is that, you know, in renting with us, we have a pretty wide range of floor plans to fit most budgets. And if the AC breaks, that's on us.
Right.
You know, there's a plumbing issue. That's on us. We fix it. That's not money out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm. And that makes a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, also, I like the fact you call someone up and they come fix it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But what about other things maybe? Because I have a small, you know, small dog, or where pets allowed, or those kinds of things available?
Absolutely. We love our furry friends. There's a whole level of data and research studies that show that folks who have pets, especially seniors, that it adds to longevity. It, you know, keeps you more active, more focused. So we love that. We allow dogs or cats one pet per apartment,
mm-hmm.
and we do have a 25-pound weight limit on
that. Okay, that's still pretty big.
Yeah, that's it.
That's still pretty big.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds great. So you mentioned that you have the community center. So you mentioned Bunko. What are some of the other activities that they have there?
So we have, again, we have everything is led by different members of the community. So we have a social group that usually plans at least dinners or get-togethers, usually about once a month. We have four big ones that we do four times a year that revolve around whichever holidays they decide. So sometimes it's 4th of July, Memorial Day, Christmas, parties, things like that. We have regular Bible study at both community centers on the property. And the beauty of having these two centers and running and having these two communities run as one is that it doesn't matter if you live at Myrtle Grove Villas and there's something going on in the Tranquil Villas Center that you want to attend, you're free to go.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So we have this reciprocity that everyone, if you live at the villas, you can participate in any of the activities that take place at the villas.
Okay. So, well, we're talking with Kim Klein, who's a managing partner for Myrtle Grove Villas and Tranquil Villas. If you've got a question for Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Just got a comment in I thought you might appreciate. It says, I am a recent new tenant at Myrtle Grove, and I absolutely love my community. My neighbors are wonderful. It's a beautiful place to go home.
Oh, thank you.
And that's from
you.
Another Kim.
Okay,
not you,
okay, okay.
Kim. So thank you, Kim, for sending that
thank
in.
Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, that's great. Well, community is everything.
It is.
Being able to be social is everything. And so that makes a big difference. And some of the things that are, can you talk a little bit about what's included in the rent?
Absolutely. So included in the rent and our prices, I'll tell you, our prices range from $950 to the smallest unit, the smallest one bedroom that we have. And then they go up to $1,300 depending on which apartment.
That is very affordable. Having priced the market myself, that is very affordable.
Yeah. And we play to our audience. And when I say that, you know, seniors are wonderful residents for the most part, you know, and we don't have to deal with a lot of issues there. So we kind of pass that savings on, you know, that most of the residents that live there are previous homeowners. You know, you have a little space in front of your apartment where you can have a little garden
if you want to, but you
don't have to,
right.
You know, I mean, you do as we try to give folks the opportunity to make it feel like home.
Mm-hmm. Are there patios attached?
Yes, there's patios. Every apartment has a porch.
Nice.
Many of them have screened-in porches.
Oh, nice.
It's a great community. And they're all set up with the community center in the middle, all the apartments facing inward. So you see your neighbors, you wave, you know, people walk the trails regularly. So, you know, you have that opportunity to really foster a sense of community and neighborhood with folks that, you know, that maybe you didn't know before, you know.
Okay, well, tell us where you are again, because someone may have just joined us, and we're talking to Kim Klein with Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas. Where are you located?
We are located in the Myrtle Grove neighborhood. We have the easiest way to access us is from it's 5398 Lillian Highway. It's right near the Lillian, the Myrtle Grove Post Office. We are centrally located. We're relatively close to the base. We're close to doctors' offices. We have several churches. Myrtle Grove Methodist is right nearby. And we have the Westco Senior Center, which is like, less than a mile away.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because there's a lot there in that neighborhood.
There is, and it's up and coming. You know, we recently had one of the county commissioners came out and talked to the residents. We do also have a lot of local leaders that come out and speak at our coffee socials on Thursday mornings, as well as different businesses that come in and talk about products that maybe they think that seniors might be interested in.
Okay.
We do a lot of lunch and learns, so there's a lot going on there at any given time.
Okay, we've got a couple questions coming in.
Awesome.
So this one's about the rent.
Okay.
Do you have a guaranteed time for that rate, or are there increases after so many years? Does it change from year? How does that all work?
So the leases are annual, we can't guarantee that rent is never going to go up. Mm-hmm. We are not subsidized in any way. We're 100% private. So we gauge our rents based on expenses and based on the market. But on average, the rents, a normal rent increase, we would expect maybe 2% a year, which is nothing compared to. Now, there were a couple years where residents locally were seeing their rents go up 30-40% to try to adjust to a lot of the costs. And that has a lot to do with the insurance rates.
Right, of course. Okay, and another question. Do you have a pool and pickleball courts?
We do not have a pool or a pickleball court. I'm sorry. That's one of the reasons why our
the rents are lower.
Rents are lower.
However, there are plenty of places that you can get that.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of people, like I said, go to the senior center that's close by. Also, it looks like on the books it's a possibility that we'll be getting a new public library.
Oh, wow.
That is going to be within walking distance of the villas. So there'll be programming available there. Hopefully that will come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are members of the Y.
Of course.
So there's definitely, and most of our residents are still mobile, you know, they still drive their own cars and everybody
and
has a designated
parking spots,
spaces.
Right?
Yes. So.
Okay. That sounds great. Now, what about kids? Can they move in?
No.
Just checking.
And you know what? That has been a selling point for a lot of parents, let me tell you.
No grandkids running around making a lot of noise.
No, yeah. And everyone on the lease has to be over 55.
Okay. That's so, good. I prefer that.
Yeah, exactly. I actually had a resident that moved in and she said, okay, let me get this straight. Like, my kids can't move in, right? That's not possible. And I'm like, nope, it's not possible.
Just a dog.
Just a dog or a cat.
There you go.
Yeah. But of course, you can have visitors.
Right,
you know, it's not.
Well, I love that because there's some people listening going, really? You think, no, for a certain age, it's really a good thing.
Yeah.
It's really a good thing. So you mentioned about the walking trails. Tell me a little bit about some of the things on the property.
So it's a large property. It's around 12 acres total.
Oh,
and
gosh.
So there's a drive that goes through the whole property. So there are several residents that's how they get their exercise. They got their Fitbits or their Apple Watches on in the morning and
you can easily get
your steps in. Everybody can park for the most part. Most of the units you can park right behind your unit. Some of the one bedroom units that are on the inside of the community, you have to take a few steps to get into there. But again, everything is priced accordingly.
Okay.
You know?
Well, this sounds like a wonderful option for seniors. I really like seasoned citizens.
Yeah.
I think that's great. It's Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas. Kim Klein is one of the managing partners. So there's not part of a chain or something like that. This is privately owned. So if I'm listening, I'm thinking, I'd like to maybe fill out an application. What do I need to do that and qualify? Where can I go?
Oh, okay.
And get that information because maybe someone would like to look you up.
Yes, please. The best thing to do is to give our office a call at 850-455-3675 and you'll speak to either me or my assistant, Cindy. And we can get that process going. We'll make an appointment for you to come in to tour the community, to tour the particular apartments that are available. We have a couple parameters. You have to be over 55.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show that you make at least double the income of whatever the rent is, which is actually much easier than the standard. The industry standard is showing 3 times what you make. But we recognize that seniors are a lot of times are in a different position financially.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes their kids help them a little bit financially. Oftentimes they don't have as much debt. And so we can work with them on that. And then we do a credit and a criminal background screening through a company called eRenter.com, which is completely confidential.
Okay. So they can go to your website?
They can go to my website at seniorvillas.net. You can check everything out against our phone numbers are on there too. You do have to come in to apply, but the process is super simple. It's $35. We don't make any money off that. You pay eRenter directly. It's all done in 15 minutes.
Oh, that's great.
And so if you want it, it's available. And, you know, we've got a special going on right now, a move-in special for July, that if you come in and you rent an apartment, sign a lease in July, the first month's rent is free.
Wow.
That's kind of huge when you know.
Well, for our seniors and you're trying to afford, because most of us have to get somebody to move us and that kind of thing. So that's really great.
That's right.
That's really great. So where is there an office on property or is there a manager that's on property all the time? How does that work?
Yeah, so our office is open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 3. We can make special arrangements to show an apartment if we work around your schedule, if you give us a call. The office, again, the The office is located at 5398 Lillian Highway. So if you come in, you just drive back to the back center of the property and follow the signs into the leasing office. But the easiest thing, like I said, give us a call first. We'll meet you out and show you where to go, because we do have two different offices on the property, so that it's a large property. So sometimes it's easier if we meet you and walk in.
It sounds great to me. Can you talk a bit about, you said you have 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I noticed, I'm looking at my notes here, that you do have washer-dryer hookups.
We have washer-dryer hookups.
So what are some of the other amenities that actually come with the apartments themselves?
Okay, so included in your rent are water, sewer. We do quarterly pest control and quarterly air filter changes, which we provide the air filters.
I'm assuming central air?
Correctly. Central air in all the units. Garbage service is also included in that. So if you pay a garbage bill now or a water bill now, you wouldn't pay that going forward. We don't include electricity, but the electricity bills are pretty low. Most of them are, between $60 and $100 a month, depending on the time of year it is.
Sure.
So the electric bills are pretty low, and they're units that are well insulated. Mm-hmm. So that helps.
And there is budget billing that's available through Florida Power and Light.
Yes.
Which is great. So sometimes, even though you might be using more in the summer, it's great because they keep the price about the same year round.
That's right.
So
that's right.
That helps too.
And even a lot of the cable providers and a lot of them have special deals for senior citizens. So it makes it a little bit less expensive when you're getting, those hookup fee costs.
Okay. I just got another question from a listener. Clearly everybody's interested
in this.
Okay,
good.
This is good news. Is there a security deposit on the apartment?
Yes, we do require a security deposit that's equal to the first month's rent.
Okay.
And so once you move in and take possession of the security deposit, will hold the apartment until the agreed upon move-in date.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, that amount is moved over into an escrow account, which is your damage deposit. So there's a portion of that, $300 of that goes to a cleaning fee, and then the balance goes back to you whenever you move out of the apartment.
Okay. So you have 1 and 2 bedroom apartments, and you do have availability in both the Tranquil and Myrtle Grove Villas?
I do. I have availability in both. Right now, I have the 1 bedrooms go fast. I only have one 1 bedroom available, mm-hmm. but I do have several 2 bedrooms units available, and they're very spacious, very well laid out, make a lot of sense for if you are downsizing and trying to consolidate things. Many of them have outdoor storage, like mm-hmm. utility rooms, as in addition to some of them have pull down attic storage with pull down stairs, which makes it easy to keep your Christmas decorations and
right.
all those things. But what you don't need room for a lawnmower or any of that stuff, because
Yay.
We're going to take care of that for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So Kim, you've had this now since you've been responsible for this since 2008.
Yes.
Tell us some of the things that the joys that this brings, because I've known Kim for a while and she's just a wonderful person, and I'm seeing you smile. As she talks about this, she's smiling. So why is that? What is this? Why does this bring you so much joy?
I like it because I feel like our seniors really need a break.
Yes.
When the economy has, I've seen the economy shift greatly in the last 5 years as far as the cost of things. And to be able to offer something that is different, that sort of fills this niche of folks who have worked their whole lives and expected that they would be able to retire with a certain level of comfort. And mm-hmm. that's what we give. I mean, we don't have a lot of extra bells and whistles, but for most seniors, I actually have folks who have moved into our place they had gone to the more, full service independent living places that provided meals and things like that. And they're like, and one of the ladies said, I didn't like the food.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a kitchen in my apartment. I like to cook.
Right.
And so, we have, you have that ability. You really are still independent.
Mm-hmm.
And giving seniors the opportunity to be involved in things in the community center, so they are able to take on leadership positions on things. They are able to get involved. We have a little library that's on staff.
Nice. Okay.
One of our residents takes care of the library. She's fantastic.
All right, we are out of time. We lost a little bit of time because of the news conference. However, what's your website, phone number, one more time?
Our phone number is 850-455-3675, and you can visit us at seniorvillas.net.
All right. Sorry we didn't get to all of your questions, but you can find out that information on their website or give them a call. Thanks so much, Kim. Tranquil Villas, Myrtle Grove Villas, sounds like a great place to me.
Thanks, Meg. I appreciate it.